The structure of the Galactic Federation. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of June 25, 2025. This subject is vital to understanding what is wrong with the part of the Galactic Federation that has been overseeing Earth and everything related to it. It is also vital to understand why we cannot intervene directly on Earth further than a certain point. This is the expanded structure of the Galactic Federation, as I have researched and found out by talking to several high-ranking people in the know, and also using my own experience as the Tejetan Queen. The Galactic Federation is not one single centralized entity. Rather, it is a conglomerate of big and small cooperative councils, most of them spread far apart. The entire Galactic Federation works with the same so-called step council system, also called holistic society, observed in most advanced civilizations. This is when there is a council, made up of voluntary members, for a small town, and this independent council will oversee its interests and needs, until whatever is happening or needed exceeds their capacity, and this is when they would seek help from the next step up from them, and that would be a larger council, also made up of regional volunteers, which oversees the interests of a larger group of towns in an entire region. And if this one would also need help, they would seek it from a larger one, for example, the Planetary Council, and finally the High Council of the entire culture, which may include several associated planets or a single one, according to each case. This way, each council is fully independent, yet also associated with the other ones through a higher council, which also has a higher one and so on. The step council system does not end at the high council level of the entire culture, and this is when it starts to become the Galactic Federation. The high councils of other holistic societies, usually neighboring ones but not only, associate in the very same way to form another higher council, also made up of regional volunteers, and which will see to the interests and needs of all the star races and cultures associated with them. An example of this level would be the Alcyone Council, which is the organization that serves the interests and needs of all the cultures of the M45 Pleiades star system, including their colonies. The high councils at this level will also associate with the ones that oversee other star systems, clusters and constellations, which will all cooperate so their member star races and their citizens' needs are met in harmony. This is how the Galactic Federation works, and has been working well for eons. There hardly are any conflicts among their members, as conflicts mostly surface because of a lack of resources, or a perceived lack of them at least, but for fully interstellar societies and cultures, resources are readily abundant as they no longer need to mine their home planets, resorting to fetch their raw materials from countless asteroids and other non-life supporting cosmic objects. Barter is also a highly used means of exchanging things and resources among star members, and has also worked well for a very long time. The problem arises when the very people who are the citizens of such a federation become the objects of greed, and become the resource themselves. This is the case with invading forces who would see those members as food and objects of exploitation. An example of this is the ever-present threat coming from the general region of Orion. This is why the Galactic Federation and all its steps and levels must be well organized to defend the interests and the very integrity of its citizens, and so it has delivered for a very long time. Constellations, their names, and the animals that they are associated with are not an Earth-human concept. It was imported from the greater stellar community into Earth's culture, through various mechanisms like starseed concept seeding, and by the larger collective unconscious, but also directly by the intervention of visitors with starships. The idea of associating a group of stars with animals may look primitive to the untrained eye, but it is a pictorial attempt to have common grounds of reference for very different star races, which may have communication difficulties and issues. The problem here, and the reason I am mentioning this, is that even though the idea of constellations is nearly identical to how it is interpreted in Earth's old and modern astronomy is nearly identical to the one observed by countless star races, some important differences do exist. For most star races, more so those who are Galactic Federation members, a constellation is a political structure, and not only a clump or group of stars that appear to be close together. You must have in mind that the point of view of the night sky as seen from Earth is unique from the point of view of that planet, and so would be at least most of the animals constellations are associated with. This means that from the point of view of other faraway star races and their planets, the night sky would logically look very different. Another problem is that although from Earth several stars may appear to the naked eye to be close together, when seen from another angle in space, those stars in reality may be very far apart, and it also occurs that stars that in the firmament as seen from Earth appear to be far apart, may actually be close neighbors. This means that the concept of a constellation will differ between how they are understood from Earth, and the point of view of fully interstellar societies. As for the latter, a constellation is the group of stars with their cultures, which are associated with a high council that oversees its needs, and not because of a simple visual star association. This means that the exact stars and animals the constellations are associated with may not always coincide between how they are seen from Earth and off-planet. An example of this is Taurus and the Pleiades. From Earth, the M45 Pleiades star cluster is not a constellation as it is only part of Taurus, yet for interstellar societies, Pleiades is in itself a constellation, but based on the political arrangement around it, and not because of any physical location within a larger constellation as it is understood on Earth. In short, for people on Earth, a constellation is a group of physical stars which are visually close together and which are associated with an animal or object, but for interstellar cultures and societies, a constellation is more of a political term, although some physical star location element is still present in the mix. Moving on, I will use the term High Council of an entire constellation for descriptive purposes here because it is usually the case, although not always, as I just explained. I am using the word constellation from the point of view and meaning as it is seen from the point of view of interstellar cultures. At this level, each High Council of a constellation can and does associate with the High Council of another constellation, yet at this very high level, the interaction between both parties has become extremely limited, mostly because they do not need anything from each other. This means that a very long time, perhaps even thousands of years, may pass before any communication occurs between them. At least communication between most is sparse and uninterested, as self-reliance has eliminated the need for an even higher level of high council. This means that there is no such thing as the Higher Council of the Galactic Federation, which oversees several constellations, much less an entire galaxy, even though it holds that very word in its name. A galaxy, such as the Milky Way, is an extremely large star cluster, so big it is simply unmanageable and unthinkable, to the point that there can never be a single organization that oversees its interests as they would be overwhelmingly complex. A constellation-level high council is complicated enough, and therefore is also rarely used, but this depends on the size and number of its member star races. This means that the STEP Council holistic society system stops at the constellation level, simply because the interaction between constellations is rare, scarce, and unnecessary. Having said all this, let's now focus on Earth and its circumstances. The members of any grouping of cooperating star races, which call themselves members of the Galactic Federation, have important things in common. First, they are all fully interstellar, which means that they move from star to star, mingling and negotiating with their inhabitants, and as the result of this, and second, they are then aware of their status as members of a group of cooperating star races with a high council in common which oversees their needs. Not every planet in this galactic quadrant is aware of the very existence of such a thing as a galactic federation, and therefore, they are not members of it. And there are other star races who, while being fully interstellar, and mostly because of cultural reasons, chose not to have anything to do with other star races, or as little as possible, even to their detriment, and therefore do not have any representative or member present in any council which would correspond to their location. Most interstellar star cultures and races have expanded their influence and cultural borders to their entire solar system, or in any case have peacefully associated themselves with all the advanced interstellar cultures present in the same solar system. For example, Taygetan society is present throughout Taygeta's solar system, and the Irma, who are from the star Vega, peacefully share their solar system with another culture, the Lyrians, from who the name of the human Lyrian species comes from. This will also depend on the complexity of each solar system, where this one Earth is in would be more towards the complicated side, because of its number of planets and what is going on in each one of them and in many cases, what is not going on in them. This Sol 13 solar system Earth is in should be associated with at least some of its neighboring stars in a constellation-level high council. For example, with the stars and planets of Alpha Centauri, A, B and C, with the Alphaton culture, with the star Vega, with the Irma and the Lyrians. And more expansively by proximity with the stars known on Earth as Lumen 16A3, Luton 726AB, WISE-0855, Eridani, Locale, Wolf, WISE, Ross and even with Sirius. All with their mostly Lyrian human inhabitants and interstellar cultures. Altogether they could form a political constellation, yet in this corner of the galaxy, most of those inhabited stars are not associated, or belong to other constellation political alliances, regardless of their physical distance to their friends. This leaves this Sol 13 solar system Earth is in, standing alone with no real expanded political association, as it doubtfully has any interstellar culture residing within. And I know this may hurt the feelings of fanatics who follow other noisy alleged star races from this solar system. But I speak the truth. Leaving this solar system, Sol 13 alone and with no political association has caused innumerable problems, as it is prone and vulnerable to abuse. It is said that it is being governed by a Saturn-level galactic federation that oversees the entire Sol 13 system, yet those never respond and are nowhere to be found, and this is where and why I say that there is nothing but obscurity at this level. I am not referring to the entire galactic federation, in a more expanded context, as it has been working well for eons, and this is the problem exactly, as that is not good for Earth. The other constellation, or even star cluster levels of the Galactic Federation, see Earth only as an isolated problem, and not as an expanding source of evil which is slowly infiltrating itself into other planets, being that it has been only those who have been directly affected who are aware of the problem and wish to do something about it, while the others don't care or think that the problem is not in their jurisdiction. For example, the star races who are now being directly affected by Earth and its evil cabal are all the Pleiades M45 cultures, as they have been infiltrated and are in a cleaning process, and the people of Antaria, who have also been directly affected. There are countless other non-interstellar races who are also being affected by the Cabal of Earth, but other high councils of other political constellations see them as being the responsibility of the interstellar races that are closer to them, and that means, us, at the Alcyone Council, which means that it is our responsibility to protect and isolate those emerging pre-industrial cultures, and that is exactly what we are doing. Even when the Galactic Federation is not one single large organization, as I explained above, all the constellation levels of it share the same principles and rules and regulations, as they have proven to be effective in safeguarding their collective and single interests, and have been shared and accepted for a very long time, and is perhaps the only tangible thing that unites us all as the Galactic Federation. The impressive and age-old efficiency of the larger Galactic Federation with all its rules and regulations, although working marvelously for countless interstellar star races, is now a strong detriment to the people of Earth, because it is blinding the rest of the galactic community to what is really occurring in that planet as they take for granted that the local levels will take care of the problem. They live in a false idea and a false sense of legal and diplomatic protection that does not include highly complicated cases like Earth's. They live under a large propaganda machine that has convinced them that following effective age-old rules is the only correct way to handle things. And that is the problem. We cannot simply invade Antarctica directly in a military attempt to clear negativity from the planet, as that would be seen by all the other high councils of the Galactic Federation as a hostile invasion. They have had no time to process the need for a cleanup for planet Earth, and their legal rules and regulations impede my group from acting further than a certain undefined point, because, in all their wisdom, they are blinded by their own propaganda. We cannot discard that the Saturn level of the Galactic Federation may have also sold them propaganda on their behalf, giving them a false idea that the issues in this Sol 13 system are being handled by them effectively. If the Saturn level of the Galactic Federation even exists, as we are now heavily suspecting that everything is being orchestrated from Earth, from deep under its crust, not only from Antarctica, although that would be their main entry point. The Saturn level may only be a military outpost of sorts to make everyone else believe the overlords of this solar system reside there. Take, for example, the Andromedan Viera, which was said to be the Galactic Federation headquarters for Earth, yet after we have gone in, we now know that it was more of a decoy, so the same thing may also apply to Saturn, but honestly, we do not know yet. We cannot simply send a starship or even a probe to Saturn because they are immediately taken out by several arrays of super powerful energy weapons, which are at a planet-destroying level. Death Star level for those of you who like Star Wars, which is more of a documentary and less science fiction, I warn you. Everything that has to do with Saturn sounds more like a decoy to me, and less of a real location for headquarters of any kind, and we've seen that before during the Tiamat Wars, where one side placed a decoy like that on that planet to achieve an ambush, and ultimately caused its destruction. We cannot go into Earth with an overwhelming force because we would be removed from here by other Galactic Federation members, mostly those who have fallen into the Federation propaganda machine, and who like to follow rules and regulations, dot by dot. As the Galactic Federation does not exist as a single organization, but rather as a conglomerate of many, it does not have any fleet of starships of its own. Its laws, rules and regulations and their enforcement depend on the military might of its members. This also means that whenever someone says that the Galactic Federation's ultimate headquarters reside on this or that other planet, some even say on Earth, I take that statement with utmost skepticism, because of how the Galactic Federation itself is structured, as I have described in this video. A lot of explaining and a lot of spreading awareness of the situation to all the members, high councils, and constellation levels is necessary to be able to proceed on Earth directly, or they will simply send their vast military forces to remove us from here, as they are not aware of the details of why Federation rules and regulations may not always apply to Earth. Those other levels of the Galactic Federation will only see that we are invading a planet with a non-interstellar society, and would come to take us out and ask questions later. And this also goes for other star races who are directly here, and do not necessarily have anything to do with constellation-level high councils, as those too are under the influence of the age-old Federation propaganda that imposes its rules and regulations upon everyone, members or not. And yes, we are hard at work spreading awareness, but it takes time, and even more so, taking into account all the time slips and temporal perception differences between countless cultures. And worsening the problem, the people of Earth need immediate action, not a council meeting to assess the situation taking place sometime in the next millennia. This is where we can say that the Galactic Federation, in all its splendor, is broken and incapable of handling such a complicated situation like the one Earth is in. My group will continue to work for the interests and the protection of the people of Earth, to the limit of our legal and physical possibilities. It is our duty as Galactic Federation members. I hope this video will help you understand better the entire complicated situation the Earth is in, and why my group can only act within the legal frame of the Galactic Federation's rules and regulations. There is no one single overseeing institution to give our case to. We must handle the situation as best as we can, and with the resources available. No one will come to our rescue, and that goes for the people of Earth, and for us as well, up here doing whatever we can, and with whatever we can, we are together in this as it affects all of our cultures, citizens, and people. Someone has been posing as a Galactic Federation solar system-wide authority, and we strongly believe they are hiding underground on Earth, not on Saturn or anywhere else, and playing all Federation members for fools. This group is negative, as judged from its actions, and is not invincible, as we have proven by taking over Earth's airspace and space. We must all handle this bad situation locally, us from up here doing whatever we can, restoring harmony in this sector, and you down there as the real cavalry who is facing evil head-on every day. You are not alone, dear people of Earth, we are here with you, providing air support whenever possible and as much as possible. And we do act directly on the ground as well. After the incidents in the Andromedan Viera, all operations on Earth have been resumed, although they never really stopped. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Queen Marie, 1st of Tayigeta.